I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What are you doing? Getting the old compo?
Getting the old compo.
What are you doing? I suppose you're going down to Pret a Manger, nicking all their ketchup and their salt and their sugar. Yeah.
You're nicking your breakfast there at the hotels.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Help yourself to a few more rolls for later.
You pop into the Premier Inn and go, I'm booking here. I'm booking for the breakfast. And then you go and help yourself. Yeah. And then you help yourself. You eat all that for breakfast. Yeah. And then you've got a nice little bed.
That's it. You
stick
made
it all
for
in
later.
There for lunch and the picnic.
Could I have some more tea bags, please? I'll have them in my pocket then. And yet, you do
like
to, you like to complain about the asylum seekers. There you are. Each to their own.
You lot.
All that aside, we want to just cheer you up. Welcome.
And also, we want to say, if you want long form podcasts from us, go to www.patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow, because you will find hours and hours just for £2 a month or £3 a month or £4 a month.
Come on.
Whatever it is you can afford. And I know money's tight at the moment. Money's too tight to mention because they let me loose on the public purse. All right, I was advising Liz Truss, and I shouldn't have been.
That's
and
right.
I told them that.
Yeah.
I said to them, when they said to me, we want you to be advisor to the Chancellor's
Assessor. Fuck all about it.
That's what I said. I stood up in court, I said, listen, I know nothing about this job at all.
That's it.
Right? And they says, you'll be perfect, right? Because they said to me, I could see them whispering amongst themselves, going, we can, anything goes wrong, we can blame it on him, you know.
That's what they're doing, right?
And I says, all right, listen, I'll do the job, and I want paying for it, you know. And they, you know, to be fair, they coughed up, they let me do the job,
but
I didn't know what I was doing, I crushed the economy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I says to Quasar, I says, I advise you to lower taxes for the rich.
Yeah.
Right?
That's good.
And I advise you to, I advise you to get pissed as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Which he did, you know.
Did you say afterwards, I've got no jurisdiction?
Yeah, and then they says, okay, what theories, economic theories, are you basing this on?
Oh, Christ.
And I'm like, I don't know. I just like, you asked me to come up with something, so I sort of pulled it out of my arse, really.
Yeah.
And they went, okay, that's good enough for us.
Oh, yeah.
And they went, that's good enough for us.
Oh, yeah.
And I says, while you're at it, go even further. Don't tell the markets you're going to do it.
Yeah.
All right, I know that is against all advice that
just
you will ever have been.
Just
get on with it and let's get a bloody move on. And I think the markets will actually react favourably to that, because they like that, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it all went to shit and I legged it and I didn't get to blame. But I am to blame.
Did Do you remember? I was asked that time. I was being shown round Parliament at the time. I was just on a visit.
Yeah, well, you were on a visit, wasn't you? And,
that's it. And I was looking at all the, you know, the seat of power, the seat of democracy.
You get sort of like a power thirst.
I saw some rather Italian teenagers being shown round the time. And I said, right, quite casually, just off the top of my head, Sir Margaret, I said, oh, Christ, the sooner we get out of Europe, the better. Before I know it, Jacob Rees-Mogg is there. What did you say?
Francois marches over.
Before you know it.
Do you know why you said that?
No. I've recommended we leave, you know, a business organisation that would favour our closest neighbours.
Yeah.
And I've negotiated the worst shot in the head suicide any economic policy dreamt up by any government.
Did you say to them, look, I mean, that was just an off the car remark.
I was flattered by them. I found myself, I was in too deep.
Yeah. When you start talking, they start nodding.
What did you say? I said, I think what we should do is prevent the free movement so we got less freedoms in Europe.
Yes, you've got less people to come here and do that. Jobs.
We kick them out, then we get in a panic. British industry starts fighting. Good.
Right.
Good. And they said, how does this benefit us?
It doesn't really. Emotionally, good. It would appeal to people on an emotional level.
On a very base level, then I sort of make up a few lies and good. What do you mean? I don't know.
I'm stoned.
Yeah. I bash my head on the Margaret Thatcher statue. I'm delirious. Let's do that.
There's action summoning.
Yeah, exactly. And before you know it, the economy's tanks. There's an increase in racial violence, and I'm to blame.
You are to blame, but I mean, not really.
I think
they didn't have to listen to you.
No, of course not.
You know, you were just making your recommendations.
Based on
nothing at all. Yeah. Based on sort of you and Farage, you know, your mate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the pair of you get together, as you do on a weekly basis.
Well, you don't drink, like... Yeah, we drink.
You drink your ale together. Share ideas. And I know that he's got a lot of his political ideas from you.
When I'm pissed.
And then he says to you... where are you getting this information from? And you
said, stumped, yeah.
I says, I'm not getting it from nowhere. I'm making it up.
Yeah.
And he went, okay, that's good enough for you. I think we can tie them up in knots with that, you know.
Yeah.
But I noticed, and he's been on Question Time many times, isn't he, old Farage, your mate? Yeah. He's never once credited you.
No.
You know, you haven't got the credit you deserve, really.
He won't do that because he gets distracted on Question Time because he's stretching his dinkle under the thing. Fiona Bruce,
she's pulled him up on it.
She's pulled him up on it. I mean, I remember. Do you remember it came live from Birmingham Town Hall the other week? And there's a lot of very keen Brummies want to ask the question. He was asked a perfectly good question. Even I, as his advisor, could have answered it. But no, too busy, he's fumbling around. I thought, is he fumbling around for some papers to remind him of fact? No, he's got the end of the tip of his knob.
Yeah,
he stretched it.
He pulled it right out.
It stretched
out of his fly. Quite expensive suit.
It's a very expensive.
But he has replaced the zip with Velcro. I know that. So that he can get at it quicker.
Of course, he has.
But you hear it go like that, and you go, when you hear that sound, you go, all right, he's getting hold of it.
I see.
He doesn't wear pants, neither.
No, and you'd want the audience to ask what's the change in common agricultural policy, for example.
Yeah, you want to know
European
that, yeah.
ecology, yeah. Interest rates across Europe, you know.
Yeah. Food standards,
but all you get is...
Yeah, and then
we know what's going on, and then he stretches.
I know it's an anxiety thing, and it's an issue, and it's a way he deals with problems.
Yeah.
But I mean, it, frankly, that doesn't help the rest of us, because what he is doing is putting us in a difficult situation.
Of course he is.
And then when he's asked to account for it, he's just pulling the end of his knob. And that isn't fair. That's not fair. Fiona Bruce can't say,
well, of course she can.
Stop pulling on the end of your knob, because they would say something on the BBC.
The only saving grace is if he pulls it enough, it goes in the shape of the Eiffel Tower, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he don't like it.
He doesn't like it.
Then he's, oh, no, I don't like that.
Fiona did say that to him. He said, that looks like the Eiffel Tower, what you've done there.
Ironically, and for a Europhobe.
And he goes, no, it's not the Eiffel Tower. It's the Empire State Building.
It looks like
and
that.
She said it's not long enough to be that, he goes, unfortunately.
It's like that mast in Crystal Palace.
It's the Crystal Palace Tower. And it's the Alexander Palace Tower.
It's Blackpool. All these excuses.
It looks like the Eiffel Tower. She will know, Mr. Farage.
Yeah, and he's like, oh no, my knob is...
You would never go into that shape, he says.
Man there with the white shirt on. I'd like to ask, is it true that when Mr. Farage pulls his knob, it sometimes goes in the shape of the Eiffel Tower? Yeah. Well, no, he goes, you know.
No, what I can say
is Blackpool Tower.
It's designed to look like the Blackpool Tower, unfortunately, from a certain angle, it can look like the Eiffel Tower, but it's certainly not my intention. But that's how it looks.
Did you see in the other week he got stumped? I mean, a lady in the purple dress, that you, my love, and she went, I'd like to ask, you know, is it true that Mr. Farage's knob looks like a very tiny croissant that you might get
in a Parisian? No. It bends that way.
It bends that way.
And it's a banana you're thinking of.
It's like a pork scratching, a banger that's curled up, it looks like a banger, it's a banger, it's a banger, that's right, disgraceful, he shouldn't be allowed on anyway.
All the best. We'll see you next week.
If anyone's got any photos of any pro-European parts of Nigel Farage's body, knobs, balls, arsehole, any of that.
Any part of him,
I'd like to know, because like he stitched me up. Yeah. He landed me in it. I'm not responsible for Brexit or his
penis. On your epic. Okay, we'd like to just clear it. Producers, factors come through. No point in Nigel Farage go on question time and pull his knob out of his Velcro trousers.
You say it looked like the Eiffel Tower
or any other monument. Be it European or British.
Eiffel Tower is a wonder of structural engineering has not any connection with Nigel Farage's knob. We are happy to make that clear.
Guys, all the best.
Good stuff.
We'll see you.
Until next time.
See you next week.
Bye-bye. Get your hand in your pocket. Bye-bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.